This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already, end of the third and final hour of this worldwide broadcast. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to get into the overview of what the globalist New World Order forces are doing using terror to corral us into accepting their New World Order. The news of the day that ties into this discussion, the $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon. We'll discuss it with Colonel Craig Roberts. We'll get into the different developments that he sees developing from the evidence that we have out there about what the enemy is up to. Just a lot of key info coming up in this hour, and I know we already have callers like Wesley in Tennessee and others that are holding. If you'd like to join us on air, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Last hour, I did something that we've never done on this show. We got what some would call into the paranormal, but you listen to these establishment talk shows, it's all disinformation and basically propaganda with a whole New Age twist to it. But my uncle was in an automobile accident, motorcycle accident, died six times on the operating table, went into a coma for weeks. When he came out of it, he'd been to heaven. He'd seen the angels. He'd been back. Colonel Craig Roberts had the same thing happen to him 5 years ago. He died, was dead for 3 minutes. He just told his experiences. It's real. It really does happen. And the problem is that a lot of people know this is true, so the enemy has a lot of quacks and people out there putting out disinfo. Again, the globalist, the devil always has their counterfeits, basically. That's why I've always stayed away from it. But I have had experiences, and I think now's the time to talk about them, at least a little bit, where I've had dreams, my friends, that come true with the same images, the same color, the same detail. And one of those dreams was about 911 months before, and I had all my other evidence and my sources, but that's why I got on the air and said, that call the White House, call Congress, tell them don't use bin Laden as their patsy to attack New York to set up a police state. Because I had a dream where that happened. It was very upset when I got up from the dream. I know when I have these dreams, which I rarely do, that it's real, that it's going to happen. I learned this when I was young, and I've never talked about this, but I think it's important to discuss because there is another side. And there's a lot of things that science hasn't discovered and may never discover. Colonel Roberts, continuing with any other comments you have about this, and we'll go to break and come back and take calls. Do you have any other comments, Colonel?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, what we have to realize is that we are spiritual beings. We have a spirit inside of this thing, this container we call a body, and we are connected to that world, and a lot of people want to deny that. They think, okay, I'm chemicals, I'm electrical charges, when you're dead, you're dead. The thing about it is, there is a spiritual war and a physical war going on all around us right now. We may not be able to see the spiritual war, but I'm here to tell you it exists and it's happening. And, the angels are fighting the demons. The physical war is what we're doing right here today, standing firm against the Satan and his New World Order globalist socialist crowd. And the thing about this, nobody out here who denies that all of this is happening is going to be able to see it unless we open their eyes, we open their ears, and we say, look, this stuff's happening. This is not the world we lived in 50 years ago. It's not the world we lived in 25 years ago. It's happening so fast right now that these guys are rushing to apocalypse, so to speak.
Well, Colonel Roberts, the Bible says that some will be given to great delusion, and that God won't allow some people's eyes to be opened.
Well, and it says, don't cast your pearls before the swine, lest they turn and rend you. So we know that there are people out there that are ostriches. Now, when we lecture, we tell people that you can't get across to everybody and don't waste your time with them. But your mission is to give them the information. What they do with it after that's their choice. God gives everybody one thing, and that's the right to make your own decisions. And if we make it to the good side, fine. If we make it to the bad side, well, woe unto you.
The fool hath said in his heart there is no God. Said in his heart. And believe me, I studied the globalists. They believe in the devil, as Tony Brown has said. When you research the facts, it's clear who we're fighting.
Toxins are everywhere. They're in the air you breathe, in the food you eat, in the water you drink, and as a result, illness and disease have increased to the point that eventually we're all going to get sick with something unless we find a way to get these toxins and metals out of the body. EDTA chelation treatments cost about $100 each and take several hours at the doctor's office, not to mention the discomfort. But now there's Detoximate. This chelation suppository is a major breakthrough and is destined to revolutionize the way we detox our bodies. How much would you pay for 10 chelation treatments? Well, you can get approximately the same amount of chelating for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order Detoximin today. Hey, get the lead out, along with the mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and all the other stuff that gunks up your arteries and organs. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of chelation, says Detoximin works, and it does. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so we're talking about near-death experiences, death experiences. Colonel Craig Roberts had one. My uncle had one. This is real. You cannot avoid or ignore it. And when you study the globalist, Colonel, I mean, they admit Skull and Bones. They admit it is a satanic group founded in 1832 by the German Illuminati in New Haven, Connecticut. Three of our presidents, a bunch of our CIA directors, all these, John Kerry, the senator, they're into this. I go to Bohemian Grove. They're worshiping Moloch, the Canaanite god. They know this is real. They have chosen the dark side. But then it's announced, and we covered it on the air, and some people say we're weird for talking about it, but somehow the leaders aren't bad for being into it. That shows that great delusion with the public. I mean, the evidence of the globalists being into the occult, being into Satanism, Colonel, would you like to speak to that and speak to Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove?
Well, you know, when I was working on my book, The Medusa File, I kept running into people who were involved in organizations that were highly into the occult, going back decades and decades. In fact, over, I chased some of these people and their families back over 200 years, and about the time of Adam Weishaupt and the Illuminati, some were already in an occult organization. Some of them joined then or shortly thereafter, but they seemed to keep their entire family in there, and they set up their own schools and their own secret societies and so on to perpetuate this thing, such as Skull and Bones and Scroll and Key and all the rest of this stuff. So, it's there, and they believe in it. They know it to be true. They have elected to take power in this world versus eternal life in the next one, because I think a lot of them don't believe there is eternal life in the next one. Or they've done another thing, and that's, I call it the switchy-changey, where they say, okay, Satan is the real God, and he's in charge of heaven, and the other God's Adonai, and he's really in charge of hell. So I'm going to go with Satan into the real heaven because he's the God of light. And that's kind of scary when people get recruited through that lie to go that direction. So, yes, it's out there. These people believe in it. They're active in it all the time. And it works, I'm sure, because, Satan told Jesus, I'll give you the entire world if you follow me. And he could have given them power in this world. When these other people say, Satan, I'll follow you. You give me power in this world. You put money in my bank account, you know. We see these same people get all the way to the top in the New World Order crowd. They're the ones that started the UN. They're the ones that populate the UN. And the UN's just a stepping stone to what happens next. But it's happening so fast right now that it's alarming. 10 years ago, we wouldn't even talk about this stuff probably. We wouldn't even known it was happening. But because of what's happened in the last 10 years, it's so plain. It's so apparent. Pretty much the rest of the world has fallen. The United States is the only one that has a hope and the only one that's left. Right now that hasn't been disarmed, hasn't been taken over, hasn't fallen into the globalist camp. And if we can't see that, Alex, we're lost. We're blind, we're deaf, we're dumb, we're stupid, and we need whatever's coming down the pike.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, it's just because of fine, decent, and honest men like yourself and Craig that you help break the chains of slavery. And you know, what I mean by that is that when Christ admonished us that ye shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free, what you guys do when you bring us the truth is break those chains that make us slaves to ignorance. And I appreciate it so much. I really do. That's probably the best thing that the people like yourself do. You help break the chains of ignorance. My wife just made, this is just a heads up, my wife made a flight from here in eastern Tennessee up north to visit relatives, and flew on American Eagle planes, which are owned wholly by American Airlines, and painted next to the passenger door, the entrance door to those planes, were the words, One World. The second thing I wanted to tell you was that 3 days, 3 nights in a row before 9-1-1, I had a dream that bothered me, and it was much different than yours, Alex. What I saw was the aftermath after the towers had collapsed. I had this vision of billowing clouds of dust and paper and junk just flying every place, and people in business suits and T-shirts and blue jeans, just average, ordinary people just running away from those clouds, and I couldn't put it together until the day of the attack, and it just has always bothered me since that I just didn't get a full enough picture to really understand what was happening. The last story I'd like to share with you is about a friend who passed away on an operating table, and the reason why I really believed the story that he told me was that he said he appeared before the throne of God. He could see the legs and the feet of Jesus and the nail wounds in his feet, but he couldn't see anything above the waist of Jesus because the light was too bright for him to make out the upper half of his figure. But the thing that struck me about that dream, Alex, was the fact that what he did see was that there was a soft light everywhere, and everywhere he looked, there were no shadows. And I remembered a scripture from the Bible that said that the sun and the moon wouldn't give off their light anymore, but that Christ would give off that light. And if Christ gives off that light, then there wouldn't be any shadows because the light would come from every direction.
Well,
God bless
amazing.
You guys. Thank you so much for giving me the time to share this with you, and just keep breaking those chains of ignorance for us.
Well, thanks for the call, Wesley. That's an interesting story. You have any comments to what he just said, Colonel Roberts?
Well, I've run into that story before where there was light everywhere and no shadows. So yeah, there's a lot of credibility to that. And you know, when people can show that they have been in a situation, a traumatic situation on the battlefield where they've, you know, been wounded and they've lost them and on the battlefield. And I've talked to guys during the, you know, a lot of the books I've written about military history. I wrote a book called Combat Medic Vietnam, and these were the docs that went out and you know, worked on guys while the bullets were flying around. And they had some stories to relate that, you know, about these guys who died and then came back and had similar experiences. You know, they some of them saw a light, some of them didn't. But you know, Alex, there's other experiences that we didn't talk about, and those are the guys who have died and fell down a pit that was, they got hotter the farther down they fell. They knew they were going to hell, and the only reason they got out of it is they were screaming Jesus' name all the way down. Now, there's people out there who've documented this, who flatlined in the hospital. They've got the medical records. You know they were dead. And they have no reason to fabricate this stuff. So that kind of shows there is another side to the coin on this deal that I would be real. Yeah.
Well, why don't you describe that, and we'll come back and take some more calls.
Okay. The one of them was, I was doing a bunch of research in this area after my own experience because I was really interested to find out just if anybody else had the same experience I had. And I stumbled across this "What happens if you don't go to heaven?" Area, and it was a doctor who was playing golf on a Sunday. And a storm came in, and he got struck by lightning. And it turned out he was playing with some other doctors, and they one of them was a heart surgeon, a cardiac specialist. And so they started trying to do CPR on this guy, and they lost him. But they kept working on him anyway, and they brought him back, and they thought everything was fine. They, you know, they were going to take him to the hospital. He says, "No, I'm not going to the hospital. I'm going to church." He says, "I don't belong here." He says, I've got to go pray and say thanks to the Lord." He said, "Because I just got saved from hell." And they said, "What are you talking about?" So he related the experience of, he was laying on the ground, he started to float above his body, and he saw them working on him, and then all of a sudden this big pit opened right next to his body, and he just fell down this pit, or was thrown down this pit, and as he was going down this pit, he said, "I could feel claws of demons coming out, pulling at my flesh." He says, "I've never been so terrified in my life." He said, "You cannot understand ultimate fear until you start, found yourself falling down this bottomless pit." He says, "But I knew at the bottom somewhere, it was hot and it was hell and it was the furnace of the devil." And I can't relate the exact words he said, so I have to paraphrase. He said, but then he said, "I started saying, 'Oh, save me, Jesus. Oh, save me, Jesus.'" He says, "I almost knew it was too late for that because of the way I'd lived my life." But he says, "But then all of a sudden I felt myself coming back up." He says, and the farther up I came, the faster I came. And when I came out, he says, I all of a sudden I was back in my body and I opened my eyes and you guys are here and I'm going to church. And that's kind of basically where that story went. That's, kind of condition.
Well, there have been other people have said the similar thing. My uncle, I mean, just said, and again, he's only told me the story a few times. He starts crying when he tells it, and he didn't tell people for years. It was so shocking to him. But just these crystal cities and colors and light, he said, that you couldn't describe, and the feeling of peace, you know, similar to what you were saying, but you just got to the waiting room. Now, we're going to break and come back and talk to Bob in Colorado and others, but when you're there in the waiting room, to heaven, and you're dead on the operating table, and they've walked away from you, you know, your body at this time, what else did you get from your guardian angel? What else, before they sent you back, did they tell you?
Well, I think one of the key things that there's no reason to have any fear of death. That there is no death. Death doesn't happen. What it is you pass from this existence into the next one. You leave this body that's old and broken and worn out behind, and you get a new one, so to speak, that never wears out. I guess it's kind of a spiritual body, but I felt like I was in a real body. It didn't feel any different as far as the aspect of I wasn't floating around in a cloud of mist, so to speak, and I didn't see anything that had wings flapping around. It was just like, okay, I was there, now I'm here, and now we have to go to the next stage and get ready to fight the battle against evil in the spiritual world, because it's not over yet. And it's, you know, it's
so
not
that
over.
Was the message you told me in the car was, you're going back to fight the New World Order.
Pretty much, yeah. It, I don't know that the term New World Order came up. I think it was, you're going back to continue the fight against Satan. And the picture in my mind was it was the global socialists that were under Satan that we have to fight against. We have to maintain our own identities. We have to stand firm for God against evil. And my job was to take all my military experience, my police experience, and my capabilities as a writer and a communicator to go back and do just that, to continue to do it until I'm called home.
Absolutely. They can't threaten us with heaven, folks. 1-800-259-9231. Your calls, when we get back, stay with me.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
I'm on the phone with Marilyn from Calvera, who's going to explain a little bit about this new diet. Marilyn, tell us about it.
Well, it's a collagen protein supplement. It has collagen, aloe vera, and glycerin. You take 3 gel caps at night, and it helps build up some lean muscle, and it burns stored body fat.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. How does it work?
Well, because the collagen is the key. When you take collagen on an empty stomach, it helps burn away that stored body fat. And it's really good for you because this product has no drugs, no stimulants of any kind. There's no special foods to eat. You simply take these 3 gel caps at night. That's your whole plan, and there's nothing more to it. But the average weight loss is a pant size a month with an 86% success rate.
Marilyn, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to order Calvera?
It's very simple. CalveraOnline.com or call us at 1-888-601-7546. That's 888-601-7546.
Well, Marilyn, that sounds fantastic. We'll check back with you a little bit later to learn more about this exciting new product.
Okay, thanks.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water, normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to take some more calls now on the subject we've been discussing with Colonel Roberts. Then in the next segment, or a little bit later in the next segment, we're done with calls. I'm going to get into some of the news of the day and get Craig's analysis on that. Bob in Colorado, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Craig Roberts. Go ahead, Bob.
Thank you, Alex, and thanks to you, Colonel Roberts. I just had one comment to make, but before this comment is, Colonel Roberts is right. It's not the death of this life that you have to fear. It's after the judgment But on the comment that I have, the lies are coming so fast today, they're back-to-back daily. Now, sooner or later, more people are going to be catching on because they know what the de facto government has said yesterday and today, and they're coming out with lies just, you know, one after another. So they're going to have to do something other than talk a bunch of lies. They're going to have to do some action. And all I'm saying
You're talking about more terror to get us diverted off of all their lies. In fact, every week we post an alert with different stories saying government under pressure, government caught lying, watch out.
That's right. Well, what I'm trying to say to Radioland is, folks, you better get as liquid as you can, because this can't go in the same tempo that it's going for the last few months. It can't continue, because more and more people are catching on. And once they do, if we go into a deflationary period and people stop buying, this is the thing that the government fears more than anything.
Colonel Roberts, any comments to what he's saying? The big CEOs during the stock market rally are dumping their stock in unison. We now find out, Dallas Morning News, it's a $40-plus trillion debt. We've known that for years, but when we first learned it was $35 trillion. Now it's $43-plus trillion. There's $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon. They're looting everything, setting up FEMA camps. What do you see happening? Craig?
We said that we're going to divert everybody's attention by having more wars and invasions overseas. We're going to do all this stuff that's happening right now. We predicted this a long time ago, and we know, and I've already said, these people plan decades in advance, not just months, but years in advance, and we're seeing top-level executives, top-level military people cushioning their own nest right now. They're bailing out corporations. They're letting corporations go down, and they're putting the money in their own offshore accounts and so on. I mean, you can go back to when Crandall retired just before Y2K at American Airlines and gave up that job and took the money and ran, so to speak. And then American, all of a sudden, after 9/11 started going down, a period of a year later. So we're seeing these manipulations at high levels where all of these people know what's going on. They've got staffs of experts to analyze what's going on politically, financially, economically around the world, and they know when to bail out. Now, they're using their golden parachutes.
So we're seeing rats leaving the sinking ship.
Yeah, the big rats. While the mice down here are sitting around waiting to see where the next piece of cheese is coming from.
Anything else you'd like to add, Bob?
No, but I would like to thank your guest, Colonel Roberts. I'd like to thank you and all of the radio people that put this show on and all of your listeners, and have a good day. Thank you from Western Colorado.
Thank you.
All right. Good to hear from you, my friend. Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Jeff.
Hello, Colonel Roberts and Alex. Good show today you have, Alex. You're dealing with really the root problem of what's wrong with this nation. I wanted to ask you something, Colonel Roberts. About 9 or 10 years ago, I did a 180 concerning the Second Amendment, and basically I was a pacifist for about my first 15 years as a Christian, and then the Lord did a turnaround in my heart. How do you see the aspect of reconciling the heart of a warrior and the heart of a believer?
Well, it's all one and the same. If you go back to the Old Testament, you see where it's happened many, many, many times over. You know, I've had people come to me and say, now, you know, you can't be a warrior, you can't be a soldier, you can't be a Marine, you can't go off to war because it says thou shalt not kill. Well, that's not what it says. That's what the King James Version translates.
Thou shalt not commit murder, called
blood.
That's
right. You go back to the Greek and the original writings, and it was thou shalt not murder, and that meant criminally murder somebody with malice aforethought. That does not mean you can't defend your family, your village, or whatever. There's been Christian warriors, throughout history, and the thing about it is, you
David,
have to be able
Samson,
to stand firm.
David Samson, the list of the founding fathers, the list goes on and on.
Sure, you have to be able to stand firm, and the only way you can stand firm is to be able to counter the enemy. It says, "He who lives by the sword shall die by the sword." Well, that means the enemy has the sword, and they're going to die by it as well. If they want to come at us with the sword, we'll let them die for it.
Well, okay. There's one specific thing that I know for sure.
Well, stay there, Jeff. I'll let you finish on the other side, then we'll talk to Bruce and others, and I want to get into some of the news. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer 4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Everybody knows we've had corrupt rulers throughout history. We know about the horrible things that kings and despots did, but somehow the general public today was convinced that our government didn't do bad things, or if it did, it was some rogue element, lower level. Well, we have corruption at the highest levels. They're nothing but marionettes, puppets on the strings of the Illuminati, of the globalists, of the big bankers, of these inbred families. And we need to expose them. People need to be warned about this. You need to have a fire in the belly to warn people about this system. It is so important. And I have found no better tool in the information war than my 9 documentary films. Take 911, The Road to Tyranny. 3 minutes of that 2.5-hour film details FEMA on video in Kansas City saying Christians, the founding fathers, are terrorists, are enemies of the government. Their training manuals were homeschoolers, Christians, gun owners, defenders of the U.S. Constitution. Almost everybody wakes up and freaks out when they see that 3 minutes of the 2-plus-hour film. And it's all stuff like that in there. Too much to describe. We document who carried out September 11th. We document how they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, put troops on the streets, the FEMA camps. We cover it all. You need to get 911, The Road to Tyranny. You need to get part two of that film, The Masters of Terror. You need to get my newest film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. 2 hours and 37 minutes plus long. It's actually 2 hours and 40. I just properly timed it the other day. The videos are $25.95 a piece. If you order three or more of any of the 9 videos, they drop down to $20. My book is Descent into Tyranny. It's only $12 and covers 911 and government-sponsored terror. These are such vitally important messages to get out to the people. Or the globalists are going to continue to carry out terrorism and pose as our savior, saying, give your rights up, give your liberty up, and we'll give you security. That's a lie. Get the video. Make copies. Give them to people. Tell them to make copies. Air them on Access TV. Take action. And your purchase of the video supports this broadcast. So call toll free right now. Get involved in the fight. Get involved in history. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, I'm Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. Take action, order the videos, order the book, make copies of the movies, take action today. In fact, I didn't put you up to this, Colonel Roberts, but I'll spring it on you. Would you recommend my documentary films? I know I would certainly recommend your books, and I have, but I know that you took Road to Tyranny and made a lot of copies of that, and have you had a chance to see Police State 3 yet?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I got I watched it right after we got back from Kansas City, and I was highly impressed. In fact, I've already made a few copies and put them in strategic locations with people who I know will make the most use out of them. You know, the only way we can get information out there is if I can get somebody to sit down and read what I've written, or you can get somebody to sit down and watch the television for a little bit, that's about the only way we've got to really give them detailed information beyond the 3 hours a day that you can do on the show.
Yeah, because if we just talk to them for 10 minutes, they can kind of ignore that and poo-poo it, as they say. But if they see the globalists saying and see the documents and see Ashcroft say there's no Patriot Act and then say there is a Patriot Act, that will wake people up.
Right. right. And by the way, I need to get my website out before we lose track of all
time. I was just about to bring that up. Medusa File, I think, is your best book, but you've got a whole slew of them. Rifle-warrior.com is the website.
Actually, it's Rifle Warrior, one term, or one word.
That's right, riflewarrior.com.
That's
and
right.
What about a phone number or a mailing address?
Well, their mailing address is on the website, and there's no one to answer the phone because I'm gone all the time doing you know, all the stuff that we do. So basically, they can call on the telephone that's listed on the website and leave a message. We'll try to get back to them. But basically, if they'll get a copy of the Medusa File, and by the way, we're down to 1,000 copies left in the warehouse. That's all we've got right now. So,
and for those that don't know, you have been a best-selling author, the big Simon and Schuster's, with your military novels. You've written for Time Life Books. But as soon as you started writing about the New World Order, which I think are your best books, they wouldn't touch them. So you're also self-publishing and doing a great job.
When I was sent back, some of the information was to keep it up and get the information out, and I wouldn't have to worry about whether or not the money would be there to republish or reprint. It always seems to happen. In fact, an amazing thing happened. We were kind of getting to the point where we really didn't know if we could reprint Medusa File, and Tex Mars called me up and ordered 10 cases, and with that order, we've got enough now to reprint Medusa File again. So God does take care of his people.
Oh, absolutely, and works through great folks like Tex. So riflewarrior.com. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, one more comment from you, then we're going to Bruce, and then we're going to get into some news. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, basically, the bottom line of the whole situation, gentlemen, is the fact that God is bringing us to a place where we have to depend on him and only him, and he had me do that about 25 years ago, because over the last 25 years, I've raised 9 kids without a Social Security number, without a credit card, without dealing with the banking system, and without the benefits of medical science or drugs, because none of my kids have ever seen the inside of a doctor's office. And it, as we have need, the Lord provides, but God only provides for those who choose to place a very simple trust in him. And we're going to need to do that in the days to come and listen to what he's saying, because he's faithful.
Well, lead us, guide us, and direct us. And people saying, oh, you know, you're getting too religious on your show. Folks, turn on the nightly TV. It's all witchcraft shows. It's all the occult. It's all mysticism. They're selling us their religion. We have to stand up against them. And a lot of people see the phony Christians, the New World Order 501c3 Christians, and think, well, I don't want any part of that. That's another counterfeit. In fact, would you like to speak to that, Colonel Roberts?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're seeing more than that. We're seeing... they're getting into where it's okay if you're homosexual. We're getting into, you know, it's okay if you lie. It's as long as you do it as a team. And it's not just the television. It's in the public school systems. They've not only taken over the media, they've taken over the educational systems. Now, that's where they get the youth, and that's the big problem we've got. They can't get you and me. We're too smart for that. And most of the listeners out there, they're not going to have a chance. But they know that, and they don't care. They're going for the kids. The same thing Hitler said. I don't care about you. I've got your children. They'll be in my camp, and you'll be gone.
Well, Josh Sugarman said... Violence Policy Center head, in the 2001 March 25th issue of the Statesman, he said, guns will be banned, but in the next generation, we have your children. You just watch. I mean, he arrogantly said it. How dare him?
Oh, yeah. It's mind control. It's MK Ultra at the top of the list. It's basically, okay, we're going to... get your kids, and we're going to tell them that guns are bad, and by the time they grow up, they're going to turn in all your guns. So it's up to us to turn around and say, okay, kids, now I'm going to tell you the truth, and this is what it is, and don't you ever knuckle under to these idiots, because if we don't do it, no one else will.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Bruce in Missouri. Go ahead, Bruce.
That's experiences also.
Okay, the first part of what you said got cut off. Go ahead and say it again.
I've had one of the death experiences also, like Colonel Craig. Craig Roberts.
For those that just joined us in the last hour, into this hour, we talked about Colonel Roberts' death experience, where he died on the operating table and went to heaven. And this is real. This really happens. Go ahead and tell us your story, sir.
When I was 15 years old, I had a seizure and I died. And when I... first was able to recognize anything, it was total, absolute void of sound and light. And I started walking, then there was a faint pinpoint of light. I kept following that, and in the scriptures it says, wide is the path to destruction, narrow only if you'll find. That narrow path is real. You can only walk single file on it. I kept on walking on it, and light got a little bit brighter. Then I saw a stone head on the left and one on the right. They represented Lot's wife, who regretted giving up the thing she had in Sodom and Gomorrah. Once I got past that, the light got extremely bright. And I don't know whether I said it verbally or telepathically, but these are the words. I have no regrets. I freely give up all things which are left behind. Then the light got so brilliant, then Lord God Yahweh sent me back.
Wow. Well, that's my, you know, my uncle saw a lot more than that, and he said it's indescribable what he saw. Caller, you're talking to someone else. Just talk to us, and we can keep you on the air. Colonel Roberts, would you like to say anything about what Bruce just said?
Well, you know, I don't know what there's so many different experiences of what people see, and it may relate back to what we expect to see or what we've done in this life. I don't know. The only thing I can do is tell you what I saw, because, you know, you and I both deal in facts, and we deal with what we know to be true. And sometimes we have to be real careful when we go into other areas where other people see things, and we can't really say, I don't believe that, it didn't happen, because we don't know. We just don't know. It's one of those things. However, there's been a lot of accounts that have talked about going toward the light. But the information I got before I was sent back was at sometimes you must beware of the light because Lucifer is a light bearer as well. So a light can also be a lie. And so I think that we should be real careful, you know, when you get to the other side to evaluate the source of that light. And the only way you're really going to know in your heart that it's one you need to go toward is by knowing in your heart that you live this life correctly. Because if you didn't, you may be following the wrong light when you get there.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bruce. I appreciate that. And again, I want to recap before we leave this subject here and get into some of the news in the minutes we've got left with why I decided to talk about this today. Because it did happen to my uncle, and I believe him 110%, when he died six times after he'd been in an automobile accident. Many other people I respect, this has happened to them. It's happened to you. And then we look at the real world, as we call it, this plane of matter. And the globalists are obsessed with the occult, and they'll tell you go any direction but Jesus Christ. And they're out there promoting all this evil. That's another incredible indicator of what this is really all about. And people have gotten so cynical, they think this life is it. And so they don't care about their family, their friends, anybody, the future generations. We need to get back to understanding that we're part of something larger and that we wouldn't have all this freedom and liberty if people hadn't sacrificed before us. Do you see where I'm going with that, Colonel?
Oh, yeah. We can't forget that what's happening right now is it's okay to have the images and the paintings of any god except God, any god except Jesus. You know, you can have all the Muhammad stuff you want. You can have all the Hindu stuff you want. You can have all these other things. Why is it that now they've decided, like the ACLU, that the only ones they want to go after are the Christians? You know, now that's discrimination in its own part, but it doesn't seem like anybody listens to us when we complain about it. Our politicians certainly don't. A few of them try, but it's token resistant, so to speak. So this is a message. This is a message being sent to all of us that you are being prosecuted if you're a Christian. So, you know, wake up and smell the coffee here. Everybody else isn't, just you. Why? And that's the question we need to keep in the forefront at all times. Why us?
Absolutely. And look, I mean, the world's getting more and more wicked. Did you ever think you'd see them on the nightly news saying, the government just doesn't want to torture terrorist suspects, we want to torture their children? And then to have talking heads talk about how good it is, I have that in Police State 3. I mean, I never thought it would get that crazy this quick. Were you shocked seeing the talking heads and reading the newspaper where they said that don't just torture terrorist suspects, but torture their kids? I mean, that's the whole public partaking of this mass evil, a giant evil right out in the open.
Well, you know, when I saw that, what I saw really was some of the excerpts I saw back in the 50s and 60s of the trials at Nuremberg. where the Nazis were doing the same stuff. And it's almost like, okay, we changed uniforms and instead of black and white, we're in color, but it's history repeating itself. Now we can go down and act like Nazis as well. We can do all of these things that we condemned everybody else for. You know, you look at in 1945 or 1946, we told the Nazis that it is illegal to follow an illegal order. You know, you have to resist. You can't just say, well, I was just following orders. But then we turn right around and we prosecute our own soldiers if they refuse an illegal order, such as putting on a U.N. blue beret. There's nothing in the oath that they take.
And going under U.N. command.
And absolutely. There's nothing in the oath of the military when you enter that says you have to serve as a mercenary under a foreign power or under some bogus government and office building in New York City that sits on a slaughter yard. But yet, when it comes down to it, all of a sudden, Bill Clinton writes an executive order or something, or a PDD, and off we go to Never Never Land, marching away with blue berets. And we get, you know, one or two that sit there and say, I'm not going to do it, and they're persecuted and prosecuted for it. You know, so.
Well, also,
yeah.
That woman in Michigan court martialing her because she wouldn't take the smallpox shot while breastfeeding. I mean, bottom line, folks, they're trying to set the precedent that you are to follow insane, illegal orders.
Well, that's just it. You know, now it's okay for us to issue illegal orders to everybody. It's okay for our government to lie to us and then come out with Patriot 2 after they told us it didn't exist. And then later on it said, well, it's only draft form. It's in the Justice Department, and it's not going anywhere. Then all of a sudden we find out that, say, yeah, we've got it, we need it. And what surprises me, and I'm sure it surprises you as well, is that we haven't had a major terrorist event to try to get us off high center into getting that thing shoved through.
Colonel, I have to tell you, I think by being on the air, not just us, but hundreds of others, and the books and the tapes and the information and all the foreign news saying the government did it, I think they're a little bit concerned right now about launching another attack because they know so many people are getting wise to them.
Well, you know, it's like they're under scrutiny. They're in a microscope. They're living in a glass house. You know, one of the callers talked about it was so good to have the truth. Well, the truth is like a candle in a dark room. If you light a candle in a dark room, when your eyes adjust, you can see everything in the room. It pushes away all the darkness, and it only takes one candle. It only takes one match. And if we can continue lighting these candles and keeping the room from getting dark, I don't think there's any way they're going to be able to pull off another deal like they have in the past, such as Oklahoma City and 9/11 and all the rest of it, without a massive amount of scrutiny on the whole deal. It's, you know, they flog that dog until he doesn't hunt anymore. So I'm still waiting to see if they're going to go ahead and try to do that, unless they can do it using eyewitnesses that see Arabs, that see this, that see that, and say, gee, we did everything we could.
Well, last time you got the paper passports at two of the airplane crashes, landing on the ground uncharred, saying it was Arabs, and they conveniently leave a bag in a car with their confession in it. And, you know, they're drunk in a topless bar, leaving their Quran, saying they're going to do it, and then it turns out a bunch of the hijackers are still alive. I mean, that was clearly the globalists trying to plant false evidence.
Well, and we had the same thing in Oklahoma City when they had, you know, Timothy McVeigh in bars with Iraqis in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa, you know. And
building a file, building a history.
That's creating a legend. And, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald passing out leaflets for the Fair Play Cuba Committee in New Orleans. McVeigh showing up at militia meetings and screaming and yelling to the point where they throw him out. I mean, you create the legend, you use the guy, then you throw him away.
Stay there. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
All right, Alex Jones here. Final segment. I want to talk to Mike in Tennessee. We'll do that in a second. Colonel Roberts, the CIA is now saying they were pressured to lie and claim all these weapons of mass destruction. They just calmly announced that, and there's not a lot of furor over it. Does that concern you when they admit they're lying to us and then act like it's no big deal?
It concerns me when they admit that they lie, because I don't know if the CIA knows how to do anything else. I find it very hard to take anything anybody in the government says anymore unless I've personally known them for 10 years and done a recent background check.
What about just the phenomenon of now admitting they're lying, but no one's held accountable?
Well, you know, but that's not the only time that's happened. We've had that happen over and over recently where we've caught people down and dirty, but no one prosecutes them.
Let's continue with this. It's like $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon. A female Marine on a troop-carrying attack ship, having the baby on board ship during the war. What does this say about a military that's got women as pregnant as a 20-pound watermelon having babies on board troop carriers?
Well, you know, when we got in the late 1970s, when we got away from the traditional military machine and got into what I call the politically correct military, we've really done a disservice to ourselves because of a bunch of feminist Nazis out running around out there in the NOW program and some of the ones in Congress. We have situations where we have women serving in combat roles or on combat vessels and combat aircraft, not necessarily flying, you know, on the front lines all the time, but close enough to where just because they're women, they're allowed to do this.
And now they're getting captured like Lynch. Shifting gears, only got a few minutes left. I want to take a call. They're calling for compulsory national service now to get out of high school, work for Homeland Security, S-89. What do you think of that?
Well, that almost sounds like the Hitlerjugend. You know, we want your kids. You don't have to serve in the military if you'll serve in the SS. I mean, in the youth corps. You know, if you study history, and this is the problem, is the revisionists in our schools have done away with a lot of the history.
So people don't know what history's been.
They don't know, and so they don't see the parallels, and history repeats itself.
All right. Riflewarrior.com. Let's real quick go to a call. Mike in Tennessee. Real quick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings, gentlemen, and thank you, Colonel Roberts. I'm 100% behind you on your testimony today, and I just want to see if you had any information on how we're supposed to prepare.
Okay, yeah. You have to prepare yourselves just like, you know, when you were starting to prepare for Y2K and so on, because you don't know what's going to happen out there. It doesn't really matter who's behind it. We know they're going to do something. We know that we're going to have cutoff in logistical supplies. We know we're going to have scares in our terrorist attack movement, so to speak. They can, you know, go into supermarkets and tamper with the food supplies. They can go into municipal water supplies and tamper with that. Doesn't matter who does it. Doesn't matter the reason that it happens. At the bottom end, you have to be able to protect yourself and your family. And to do that, you're going to have to worry about how you're going to filter your water. You're going to have to worry about, you know, how can you trust your food? Can you even grow your own food? As far as biological and chemical, should you go out and buy more gas masks and chemical suits and stuff? Well, that's something you got to decide on your own.
Well, the CIA just said, quote, in the next 2 years we will be hit. Of course, they'll take all our rides to keep us safe, so it's clear what they're doing.
Well, we have to do a traditional intelligence fan, and that means we look at the areas that are the most at risk. The cities are the most at risk. The people that live in the country are going to be a lot safer. It's as simple as that. If you live in a city, you better start studying and getting ready. If you live in the country, you already know how to be ready. Just do it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. Greg, I appreciate you coming on the show today for 2 hours, and I'll talk to you soon, my friend, riflewarrior.com. Any closing comments? You've got about 15 seconds.
Keep safe. Keep your sight pointed downrange, and God bless.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on the AM and FM dial, the Internet at InfoWars.com and net. Global shortwave at 5.085 at 6890 during the day from 11 to 2 at 12.172 and 9320. To everybody, thank you for all you do, and thank God, number one, for leading, guiding, and directing us. All of you, stand up, defend your family, and that starts by educating yourselves, getting prepared, and educating others, and fighting the New World Order. They are pure evil. You got to face that fact, to know there's an enemy, to be able to defeat it. Take care.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free.